Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Us back from the brink of unprecedented default. A 71-year-old Landover woman is murdered. The woman's daughter and granddaughter under arrest.
When kids commit crimes, should accountability be shared at home? I'm John Doman.
Another bald eaglet takes a tumble from the Dulles Greenway nest. I'm Kate Ryan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. What was a rescue operation is now a recovery operation in eastern India, where a huge collision and a train wreck has killed nearly 300 people and injured nearly 1,000. The BBC's Arshana Shukla is in Odisha State, India.
What is happening now is clearing up of the tracks and maintenance workers trying to clear up the wreckage and get the train services started. This is the deadliest train crash that India has seen over many decades, and a lot of questions on how, despite the government spending millions on strengthening the signaling system and on railway safety, how a crash of this severity could happen.
GOP presidential hopefuls are in Des Moines at the Roast and Ride event, making their case for next year's Iowa caucus voters. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may have set a record for the number of times he used a favorite word.
As president, I recognize that the woke mind virus represents a war on the truth, so we will wage a war on the woke. We will fight the woke in education. We will fight the woke in the corporations. We will fight the woke in the halls of Congress. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. We will make woke ideology leave it to the dustbin of history. It's gone.
That was seven times in 27 seconds. There was no fanfare, just a quiet ceremony as President Biden signed the bill raising the debt ceiling and keeping the U.S. out of default. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
President Biden signed the bill behind closed doors without any lawmakers there, but the White House did release a short video. Now look, neither group, neither the Republicans nor the White House negotiators nor the Democrats, are particularly thrilled with the outcome, but the negotiators who worked on this bill in the room say the compromise is what made it work.
Federal investigators say a nurse refused several requests to take an 8-year-old migrant girl to the hospital on the same day she died in Border Patrol custody in Texas. Washington Post reporter Nick Miroff.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
The girl suffered from sickle cell anemia and heart disease. In Chicago, it was a wild and unique walk-off win for the White Sox over Detroit.
The line out first, and Tim takes the ball away. It slightly gets away. Nobody can find it, and the mystery ball is a Sox win.
The call on NBC Comcast as the ball careened off the home plate umpire's mask, allowing the winning run to score from third base. Adding to the nuttiness, both White Sox runs scored on wild pitches as they beat Detroit. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
8:03 on Saturday evening, June 3rd, 2023, 72 degrees. Maybe a shower here and there, dropping to the 50s later on. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour. New tonight, a mother and daughter are charged in connection with the murder in Landover. One of Margaret Craig's neighbors was worried that they hadn't seen the 71-year-old woman in several days. That neighbor asked Prince George's County Police to do a welfare check at Craig's home on Hill Road yesterday afternoon. When officers got there, they found Craig's body in the basement. It had apparently been there for some time. Homicide detectives charged the victim's daughter, 44-year-old Candace Craig, with first and second degree murder. The victim's granddaughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, is charged as an accessory after the fact. Investigators believe Candace Craig killed her mother. Then they think the granddaughter helped Craig dispose of the woman's body. The cause of death not yet released. The investigation ongoing, and detectives are looking for people to contact them with any additional information. The rise in juvenile crime, especially violent crimes, is causing deep concern for elected officials in Prince George's County. WTOP's John Doman reports they're ready to go to their colleagues at the state capitol to press for changes.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the community as a whole is failing too many kids right now, but that it starts at home.
We have to ensure that families, that parents know where their children are, know who they are affiliating themselves with, know whether or not they're in school.
She says she plans to launch a truancy initiative aimed at getting more kids back in school, but she also plans to talk with state lawmakers about the role parents need to play.
There really are very limited mechanisms for the prosecutor's office to hold parents accountable.
It's too early to say what that could look like yet.
We have to have conversations about that.
And they have time since lawmakers don't go back to Annapolis until next year. John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 8:05. The D.C. Attorney General says there's a settlement with one opioid addiction treatment maker over a 2016 lawsuit. The multi-state suit accused Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals, now known as Indivior, of conspiring to use shady tactics to keep the price of the drug Suboxone artificially high. The company was accused of working with Monosol RX to switch Suboxone from a tablet to a film in order to delay the drug from entering the generic market, thus keeping the drug's price high. Suboxone is prescribed to people who are trying to break free of opioid addiction. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab announced yesterday that the district would be getting $2.3 million as a result of the settlement. For the second time in a week, a bald eaglet ran into complications when a portion of that nest along the Dulles Greenway collapsed.
It's been a rough week for Martin and Rosa's eaglets at the Dulles Greenway Bald Eagle's Nest in Leesburg. Monday, a portion of the nest collapsed, sending the eaglet known as DG4 to a wildlife rehab center for a checkup. But then Friday morning, Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway said,
then all of a sudden I started receiving messages that the nest is down and the bird is down.
And boy, was it. A huge section of the nest fell out from under the feet of the oldest eaglet, DG3, who, like DG4, didn't seem to be hurt. Both birds are now being monitored in a flight training facility, and the remaining bird, DG5, is literally hanging in there.
But we're definitely on standby watching to see what happens with DG5 and the rest of the nest.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Starting tomorrow, Metro is expanding service on the Yellow Line after extensive construction.
Trains will arrive every 8 minutes, open to close. Metro says Yellow Line customers will enjoy less crowded trains and shorter waits, an average of 4 minutes, where Yellow and Green Line trains serve the downtown core between La Font Plaza and Mount Vernon Square. This comes after an 8-month project to rehab the Yellow Line bridge and tunnel. Ridership has rebounded on the Yellow Line about 20% since completion of the project. Metro says this is part of an overall rebound of people taking the train. Metro will soon have 70% more trains in service during peak periods compared to last year. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
In the moments ahead, after traffic and weather, which brands do Americans trust these days? It's 8:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
One brand you can trust is traffic and weather on the 8th. We say good evening to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Ian, good evening. Starting off in Maryland at Gaithersburg, a bit of good news, if you will. Northbound 270 after the Watkins Mill Road exit. Multi-vehicle crash, all clear. Travel lanes open, not finding much as far as delays. Southbound, pretty clear also coming down from the I-70 interchange. We're good to go all the way down to the lane divide. Traffic moving nicely on the Capitol Beltway throughout Montgomery County and Prince George's County. No current problems to report on 95 or the BW Parkway between the two beltways. We're all clear from the beltway via Route 50 eastbound out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Prince George's County, southbound 210 near Berry Road. Report of a crash. It looks like we do have at least one lane blocked. In the district, traffic moving nicely, just minimal delays on the southbound side of the 395 freeway. You'll find some brake lights from Main Avenue up over the Case Bridge. No incidents to report. And we're in good shape in both directions. DC 295 with no incidents on I-295. In Virginia, a quiet ride on the Beltway. Delays have gone away now on the outer loop of the Beltway in Alexandria. Both in the through lanes and the local lanes, we're good to go. 66 and 395, traveling incident free, and just minor delays. Southbound 95 over the Occoquan. Once you clear the bridge, We're all clear down to the Fredericksburg area. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuys.com. Get the most money for your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Some areas could be picking up a little precip this evening. The forecast from WTOP meteorologist Mike Stiniford.
A risk of thunderstorms for the next several hours as a cold front comes into the region. The atmosphere is a little bit unstable, and some storms may produce damaging winds and large hail, especially across the northern and western suburbs. Later tonight, showers and storms will end as a front comes through. Our lows upper 40s to upper 50s. Clearing skies, cooler and less muggy on Sunday. We'll see a high in the mid to upper 70s. Monday will be partly cloudy, highs upper 70s to lower 80s. Sunny skies turning warmer on Tuesday, highs low to mid 80s. Mike Stiniford, WTOP News.
Leesburg, 75 degrees. It's 66 already in Bowie, 71 in Georgetown. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence, decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Gina Cervetti.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. What are America's most trusted brands? Amy He is a team leader at Morning Consult, which just issued its 2023 rankings.
We like to say that trust is sticky. It's something that is hard to earn, but once you have it, it's pretty resilient.
And sticky is something that this year's repeat winner knows something about.
Band-Aid is actually the most trusted brand in the U.S. for 2 years in a row.
UPS ranked as the nation's second most trusted brand, followed by Amazon in third.
It does do a lot of things right in terms of building trust, such as keeping products in stock and offering robust reviews. But our research does find that trust in the retailer has slipped over the last few years, likely given persistent headlines about labor disputes.
Lysol and Kleenex rounded out the top five, and the Weather Channel made Morning Consult's top 10.
It's such an intimate part of our day, checking the weather first thing in the morning, that there is a reason why the Weather Channel would rank on a list like the most trusted brands.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Gina Cervetti on WTOP.
In the moments ahead tonight on WTOP, we will take a closer look at why the nation's birth rate is sinking. It's 8:12.
In a competitive job market, it can be hard to get your foot in the door. That's why Arkfield is opening up its headquarters in Chantilly, Virginia, for a Cleared hiring event. If you're a Cleared professional, join us on Tuesday, June 6th from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. On the spot, contingent offers to qualified candidates will be made. Don't let uncertain times put your career on hold. Apply online to RSVP and learn more at arkfield.com/open house. That's arkfield.com/open house.
Boundary-breaking sitar superstar Anushka Shankar joins the National Symphony Orchestra for an evening of genre-defying music. June 14th at the Kennedy Center, she performs her dazzling arrangements with the NSO, including selections from her Grammy-nominated album Between Us. A leading figure in world music, Shankar has reinvented sitar for a new generation, exploring styles from classical to contemporary and acoustic to electronic. One night only. Tickets at nationalsymphony.org.
It's 8:13.
It's time to start your path to a healthier lifestyle. At the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascades Dental of Burke, we make it easy with sedation dentistry. We eliminate discomfort and anxiety with a custom sedation option just for you. Our team can fix even the most complex cases all in one office. Going to the dentist isn't scary, and Cascades can prove it to you. The Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling and Cascade Center in Burke. Call 866-25-SLEEP or visit Cascades1.com.
When you see smoke on the horizon, you turn on WTOP.
Because WTOP is first with the news when seconds count.
Day or night, our reporters are live on the scene when news happens.
We're here in Delray.
Breaking news from Reston.
We're in Hyattsville.
So whether it's a fire or some other breaking story, you'll be up to date.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
In the moments ahead tonight, a local tennis star falls short on the red clay of Roland Garros Stadium at the French Open. Sports in about 10 minutes on WTOP.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
Breaking news. It never takes a break.
Neither do we.
We've got breaking news from Capitol Hill.
We're hearing of an announcement from the Supreme Court today.
Trouble northbound 95. It's been shut down in Harford County.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 8:15. I'm Ian Crawford. Thank you so much for plugging us into your Saturday night. Our birth rates keep dropping here in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report last year more than 3.6 million babies were born. That's 15% lower than the peak of births about 16 years ago. So what's behind this steady decrease? Wall Street Journal data news editor Anthony DeBarros joined WTOP's Sean and Hillary.
One of the factors is that younger people in the U.S. are steadily having fewer children, whether that's because they're deciding to defer having kids until later in life because of various economic or social factors, or because they're deciding not to have children at all. This report showed birth rates for teens and for women ages 20 to 24 continuing a long-term decline and, in fact, hitting record lows. But even birth rates for slightly older groups, say ages 25 to 34, have been relatively flat in recent years.
So what else from this data stood out to you as you take a look at it?
Well, there were a couple of spots where we saw the U.S. population seeing births and birth rates grow. So, for example, birth rates among women ages 35 to 39 have been rising steadily. In fact, if trends continue in a few years, we might see women ages 35 to 39 having higher birth rates than younger women ages 20 to 24, which has never happened before. We're also seeing smaller but steady increases in birth rates to women age 40 and older, although, of course, total number of births in that group is relatively small percent of the whole. And another interesting detail in the report is that in 2022, there was a 5.5% increase in births to Hispanic women, and that's a bit of a turnaround from recent declines in that group.
Can you talk about more broadly how this impacts society in general?
Well, one of the things that demographers and economists have been concerned about in general is that in 10 years or so, this could lead to a bit of a dearth in young people, of course, and that could create a bit of a sag in productivity and in the economy. It could create issues where, for example, there might not be enough young workers or young consumers to sustain productivity, could be less demand for smaller colleges or schools. That could pose issues. And of course, the Social Security Trust Fund needs a steady supply of workers to contribute to that and sustain that as well.
That is Wall Street Journal data news editor Anthony DeBarros. Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. A week after the debt ceiling agreement was reached, President Biden signs it into law just 2 days before a potential federal default. Maryland's governor joins eight of his counterparts from around the country calling on textbook manufacturers to hold the line against censorship. And over 280 are dead, over 1,000 more injured after the collision and derailment of three trains in Northeast India. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Steve Dresner of the Traffic Center.
In Maryland, new crash activity being reported on the northbound side of 95 before you get to 212 in the Beltsville area. Looks like we do have a lane blocked, and we're seeing delays back to the Beltway on that northbound side of 95. Southbound all clear, leaving the Baltimore Beltway all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. Traffic moving well throughout Montgomery County and Prince George's County on the Beltway, and no current problems over on 270 or the BW Parkway, and all clear eastbound Route 50 from the Beltway out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. We currently have three lanes open westbound, two available eastbound with no delays in either direction. Over in Virginia, quiet on the Beltway in both directions. Traffic moving nicely on 395 and 66. We're still seeing minor delays. Southbound side 95 over the Occoquan. Once you clear 123, does open up nicely all the way down to the Fredericksburg area. GW Parkway, the longstanding work zone, of course, is in place between 123 and the Capitol Beltway. Single lane does get you by in each direction. Currently, no delays. Steve Drisner, WTOP Traffic.
7 News, First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena joins us. It's been damp in some parts of the area, but you say we're going to stay dry?
Yeah, it's looking like it at least right now. We do have a few scattered showers way to the north of us up in central PA, moving from northeast to southwest. So if you're looking at a map, you're looking at a line that goes basically parallel to the 95 corridor, but west by about 50 to 60 miles. So we're going to keep a slight chance at a shower or storm here in the district through about the 10 o'clock hour, and then those rain chances really come on down. And then all this is pushed out by a cold front that's going to sweep on through. Overnight temperatures fall into the upper 50s, lower 60s, and the clouds will be there to start your Sunday, but they won't be around for long. We're looking at a really nice Sunday afternoon. That cold front is going to push away all the humidity as well. So once the sun comes out, temperatures will warm to the mid-70s. And with that dry air in place, it's going to be a fantastic afternoon. That warm and dry weather will stick with us through much of the week ahead, with temperatures on either side of 80 degrees. Pretty much all the way through next week. We're not looking at our next chance of rain until about 7-8 days from now. So enjoy the nice weather while we have it. Right now, temperatures outside looking pretty good. We got 71 here in town, 74 Manassas, 72 up in Gaithersburg.
And it's all brought to you by New Look Home Design. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and labor. Coming up on WTOP, some budding Prince George's County entrepreneurs get a chance to face a real live shark tank. It's 8:21.
My daughter is vegan. My son, well, he eats anything. And my husband and I are trying to eat healthy. That makes it really hard to choose where to eat, which is why the Silver Diner has become our go-to place. They have something for everyone in my family. From Creekstone Black Angus steak burgers to an under 600-calorie fresh salmon entree to vegan breakfast options and desserts. Silver Diner is the one thing we can all agree on. And their shakes, too. Silver Diner. Much more than a diner.
All the latest breaking news.
A major announcement from Fairfax County Police. All the local stories that impact our region.
We have an update on that incident in Bethesda. All the latest traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8th.
There is swift water moving across the eastbound lanes of Route 7.
It's all right here on Washington's top news, 24 hours a day.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
This is WTOP News.
It's 8:22. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at the Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now we learn this week that she has resigned from her post. Her hire was considered part of recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI's superintendent, Cedric Wims, who is also the first African-American in that position, hired in 2020. One movie chain is trying to get more kids back in front of the silver screen and back into the nice cool air conditioning on hot days. AMC Theaters is bringing back their summer movie camp for the first time in 4 years. Select locations will feature 14 popular family movies throughout the summer at specific times on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Tickets running as low as $3 a show for select shows now through the end of August. C23. The TV show Shark Tank has been a springboard for many entrepreneurs. Students in Prince George's County got a chance to pitch their business ideas to a Shark Tank panel of judges Friday at a police-sponsored youth event. Here's WTOP's Matt Koufax.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nayshawn Taylor says she's a business owner herself, which is what inspired her to become the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I decided that it would be a great idea to have young people learn how to create and develop their own businesses.
She says giving youth a business roadmap for life means the future can be in good hands. Just ask fourth grader Paxton Bowden.
So I was telling my judges about my business called Meat Free on the Go.
Paxton gave his presentation to the Sharks, who were other county business owners.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded. And I get to have my business like shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Joe from Michigan asks, I refinanced my house this year to a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. I plan to pay it off in 15 years since the interest rate is 6.75%. My tax-deferred retirement accounts total $1.3 million. Joe, I don't think I would do this. I would keep making the minimum payments and instead look for the chance to refinance in the next few years. In the meantime, start beefing up a non-retirement account. It would be nice to have some extra money that will not be subject to required minimum distributions.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com. Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
What's the word, Frank Hanrahan?
Well, it was not a curly W, Ian, for the Nationals. They fall to the Phillies 4-2. In fact, Philadelphia snaps a five-game losing skid at the hands of the Nationals, who were red hot at the plate. They'd scored 18 runs over the last two games, but the Nats bats going a little cold this afternoon against the Phillies bullpen. Game was tied at 2-2 in the sixth. Mackenzie Gore gives up a go-ahead solo homer in that inning, and then the Phillies added another run in the eighth. Nats fall 4-2. Series finale on Sunday afternoon back at Nats Park. Now, the Nationals reportedly have completely shut down former ace and World Series MVP Steven Strasburg, as the team fears his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Again, that is according to the Washington Post. Strasburg has not appeared in a game since June 9th of 2022, so almost a full year later, and still uncertainty about his future. French Open, the future for Francis Tiafoe is over at the red clay. He falls in four tough sets to Alexander Zverev, 7-6. In that fourth set, Coco Gauff advances on the women's side with a three-set win. She gets to the round of 16. Major League Soccer right now, DC United is at Inter Miami, scoreless in the 45th minute, actually extra time there as they near halftime. WNBA, Mystics trailing Minnesota 54-51. That's late in the third quarter from Southeast DC. Back at Audi Field, NWSL, Washington Spirit got an early goal from Trinity Rodman as the Spirit leading Racing Louisville 1-0. That is in the 18th minute of play. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Just shocking news about Steven Strasburg, but you have to consider the guy's future, too.
Oh, absolutely. Health is everything. It's the main concern. It's just when they signed him to that huge contract, they knew that it was dicey with his health. And it is really sort of a shame to see them not being able to fulfill that deal and to fulfill his potential, because there was still a lot left in the tank. Unfortunately, his